This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. Just going to lend this to you as a gear review piece of wisdom. I know a lot of people who have not owned firearms are now purchasing them, especially women. And, you know, good for you, because you talk about women's rights. Nothing gives you women's rights like a Glock in your hand. You know what I mean? It's the great equalizer. Or even grandma's rights. You know, you can be an elderly woman. Not that all grandmas are elderly, but what I mean is you could be any age. You could be a frail old woman. And if you can hold a handgun, you've got equal rights in terms of, you know, protecting yourself from violent people and so on. It is the great equalizer. So the ownership of firearms among women is going up substantially. There are more women who are carrying firearms. There are more women getting training. There are even holsters now that are specifically for women, and gear carry belts and all kinds of things. There's like gun holster bras and gun holster purses, all kinds of things for women. Or, I guess, cross-dressing men, but we're not going to get into transgenderism today in the firearms discussion here. I guess whatever floats your boat, but hey, have a means of self-defense. Now, my comment here today is, I just had this image of John Cleese as a cross-dresser from that comedy movie he was in a few years back. That was funny. But my comment today is that a lot of firearms that you buy, they sound fancy, they look fancy, they've got a lot of marketing behind them, but they're not reliable and they don't cycle well. And in the next few minutes, I'm just going to share with you my experience on firearms and why, if you don't have loads of time and money to experiment with guns, you should buy the tried and true proven firearms and don't go for anything super fancy. And when I say tried and true, I mean a Glock 19 as your pistol, or an M&P Shield, something proven, something very, very common, something where there are millions of those guns in use. And, you know, or like a SIG pistol. You know, SIGs are very well engineered. Again, the M&Ps are very well engineered. The Glocks are legendary. I carry a Glock 19 or a Glock 17, depending on what the situation is. You can't go wrong with a Glock 19. So just go with it. Don't try to do something fancy. Don't try to save a few bucks. Oh, I found this $300 gun that says it's just as good as a Glock. Well, it isn't. It what good is saving money on a pistol if the thing jams up when you need it? Or it jumps around and you can't even control it when you're trying to shoot it. Or maybe you don't have the right grip or something. But just get a Glock to start with if you don't have a pistol and you're wondering what to use. Some people like revolvers too, and those are fine. There are some very, very good revolvers, and I suppose there are lots of reasons to have revolvers. A lot of cops used to carry them. They don't so much anymore. Most cops carry Glocks. Why? Well, they're fast to reload. They're reliable. They work. And I don't know if you've ever been in a gunfight and you're trying to reload a pistol, but that sucks. You're getting shot at. You're trying to reload cylinder chambers. I mean, give me a break. That's not the way. I can reload a Glock in, you know, 1 second. And it takes you 20 seconds to reload your revolver. So which one would you rather have? I'd rather reload in 1 second. And also the Glock carries, you know, 15 rounds of ammo. I mean, I guess depending on the model and so on. But the Glock 19, I believe, carries 15 rounds. That's a lot of ammo. And by the way, the SIG P365, which is also a recommended concealed carry pistol, it's a new one. But because it's from a company called SIG, Sig Sauer, they've got lots of experience, and this gun is really a masterpiece for a super compact, super concealable pistol. And that thing carries, I think, 10 plus 1. That thing carries 11, and it's tiny. So just go with tried and true. Now, on the rifle realm, there are rifles. I've I've tested lots and lots of rifles. I've shot lots of them. I've purchased a lot of rifles. I've gone through different brands and different configurations and all kinds of things. And I've come to find that there are a lot of rifles that just don't work. They just don't cycle reliably. And that, you know, that sucks. I mean, you want it to go bang when you pull the trigger. Otherwise, you've got a problem. And trying to troubleshoot rifles in the middle of a crisis is not a good scenario. And so I've come to find that there are a few rifles that I totally trust. And then there are a lot of rifles that I don't trust. And it's interesting. Sometimes the same company has good rifles and bad rifles in different calibers. For example, Patriot Ordnance Firearms, or maybe they're called Factory now. I think they changed their name. POF. And their website is pof-usa.com. I think they're located in Phoenix. It's a great rifle company. And I've been shooting their direct impingement 5.56 AR style rifle for years. And I've never had a problem with it. And it's been great. I mean, it gets dirty because it's a direct impingement. And you got to clean it out after 1,000 rounds or so. The bolt will get all, you know, carbon gunk all on the bolt. You got to scrape the bolt off, obviously. But it works. And then I bought this 308 from Patriot Ordnance Firearms. And the 308 absolutely would not cycle normal standard 308 rounds. And I had to engineer a solution to that thing using a Dremel tool. I had to take the whole thing apart, take the barrel nut off, the castle nut, all that stuff, take the barrel off, and then Dremel the ramps that go into the firing chamber. Turned out that they had the ramp angle all wrong. I don't know why. It's like, this is a $2,000 plus rifle. It should fire without me having to take a Dremel to it. But I ultimately solved the problem, and now it cycles fine. It's just that the average gun consumer is not going to take a rifle apart down to the barrel and have a Dremel tool and know the right angle and understand the mechanics of how, you know, how the bolt loads the next round left, right out of the magazine. And that's why there are two ramp holes for left and right, because it's a double stack magazine. All this stuff. The average gun consumer doesn't have the ability to fix this problem. Now, sure, you can send it back to Patriot Ordnance Firearms and they have a warranty and they'll fix it for you. But did you know you have to fill out all this paperwork to send the rifle through UPS? You know, it has to be federally tracked and you got to have the serial number and your name and address and all that crap. And being who I am, I have a lot of privacy concerns about that. I don't trust that they're going to protect my information, you see. You know, when I buy rifles, this is just a side note, when I buy rifles, there's no FBI check because I already have a concealed carry. I already went through the FBI checks. So when I buy rifles, there's no paperwork going to the feds. This is normal. This is normal if you have a concealed carry. You know, this is the way it's done. So if I have to ship a rifle back to the manufacturer, then I got to fill out all this paperwork. Now there's a new record, which I don't want because I don't trust that they're going to protect my privacy. So I don't want to send rifles back for warranty repair. I expect them to work when I buy them. And so that said, the Sig Sauer MCX rifles have always worked every time when I bought them. They've always worked. I mean, I even had problems with Desert Tech, their early version of their SRS bullpup sniper rifle. Had problems with the bolt, and I noticed they changed the bolt in Gen 2. Totally changed it around. I had problems with the extractor. Wouldn't extract. 7.62 rounds. So I had to buy parts and fix it myself. I'm not going to send the rifle back to Desert Tech for all the reasons I just mentioned. But I got to say to these companies, if I buy your rifle, if I spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on a rifle from your company, I damn well expect it to work. And if you guys don't test your own stuff, then, you know, you're going to get embarrassed on a podcast like this, frankly. And you should, because there's a lot of stuff I buy that doesn't work. So, for example, take the X95, which is the Tavor, basically, from IWI. Great company. A lot of their stuff is great. But the X95 I bought in 300 blackout doesn't load 300 blackout. It'll jam up about every 10th round. So what's the solution? Oh, take it apart. Take the barrel out. Take a Dremel tool. Grind out the ramps. Now it works. Same solution as the POF. But the average user doesn't want to disassemble an X95 Tavor, which is an all funked up, weird configuration anyway. Like, nothing is normal in that rifle. It's like a rifle from Mars. So, well, I guess it's from Israel. But it's like Martians built it or something, because it's all jacked up. I mean, look, it's a great rifle for urban combat. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a bullpup design. You know, it's accurate. The construction quality is good. It's just the engineering is so unusual to people who normally shoot AR-style rifles, and then they get this Tavor X95, and they're like, what? What is that? How? What? Everything's all weird with it. And it didn't cycle 300 blackout ammo. So I had to fix it myself. Now, the funny thing is, I've never had any problems with AK-style actions. So if you buy a Galil rifle, or you buy an AK-47, or you buy an AK pistol, or whatever, the AK action is just so brilliantly designed. I got to say, Kalashnikov, the guy was a mechanical genius. And his design for the bolt and the gas tube, you know, the gas piston, just the simplicity of it, the reliability of it, it's just vastly superior to the AR-15 Stoner design from, what was that, the 1960s? I mean, look, I'm an American. I love America. I love American innovation, obviously. I'm a Texan. But from a mechanical perspective, there is no question that the AK action is vastly superior to the AR action. No question. And I can win that debate with anybody any day, any time. But I still prefer AR-15 rifles over AK rifles. Why is that? Well, accuracy, for one thing. The precision of the AR is better. But the reliability of the AK action is much better. Anyway, if you're out buying a rifle, you're probably going to be buying an AR-style rifle and not an AK rifle. Anyway, the point of my podcast here today is just keep it plain vanilla. Don't go super fancy on this stuff. Go for reliability. Go for proven brands, popular brands. If you want a super, super reliable AR-style rifle, I recommend the SIG MCX. It has a folding stock, too, which is amazing. And you can shoot it folded. I've actually done a whole training session on just shooting the thing folded. I torched an entire backpack for that. So we were testing what happens if you shoot it when it's still in the backpack that you're carrying it in. I don't recommend that you do that, but myself and my buddies, we tried a lot of interesting situations. I'll just put it that way. Like, what if you don't have time to take it out of the bag? You just flip the safety and you shoot through your backpack is what you do. Obviously not while you're wearing it. But in any case, just go with the proven stuff. Get a Glock pistol. Get a SIG MCX rifle. That's my recommendation. There are a million opinions out there. I don't honor or trust anybody's opinion unless they are a shooter. I don't like these people who are these couch potato gun experts. They don't go out and shoot. They don't go out and train. They're not out in the dirt, in the fields, working with steel targets. They're not doing any of that stuff. They're not running scenarios using cars and buses and barrels and all kinds of stuff. I do all that stuff. So I use all these rifles all the time. And so I have a lot of experience on different optics and different rifles and platforms. So if you're going to take anybody's opinion, take it from somebody who's running these guns, not people who are sitting at their desk, taking pot shots, saying, oh, well, I disagree about your 0.75 minute of angle. Like, yeah, really? Why don't you just pick up a rifle and go show me that you know how to use it, and then you can comment. Because there's very few people actually do that. But I'm one of those who does use them, and that's why I'm passing this information along to you to try to help you make good decisions. Because I want you to be safe, obviously. I want you to have good self-defense, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're an American or somewhere else. I mean, just keep it legal, obviously. I always advocate staying legal, but stay safe. And this information here will help you do that. Now, read my website, gear.news, for more survival gear and gear recommendations. We also run guns.news, which covers Second Amendment issues, self-defense, shootings, you know, issues like that. So check out both of those websites, gear.news and guns.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.